Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Glad you're here. Hope you got some fun things planned. I know that I do. I'm just going to hang out outside and clean up the leaves that are just starting to fall. We haven't got any color yet.
You had a big birthday this week.
I did.
The big 6-0.
Yeah. Yep.
Welcome to the club.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks. It's a new decade for job. You know, there's a colonoscopy in my future. There's all this stuff. So.
At least.
Yeah. Right.
But, just add mine.
Right. Yep.
Hey, let me tell you that, you know, that's a great public service announcement.
Right.
Because we lost a dear friend to colon cancer.
Right.
Our board of directors, Robbie Russell, died of colon cancer.
Right.
Because he didn't get that dreaded test.
Right.
And it got him. And it's what killed my father.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things you just have to do. I mean, if you're smart, not that Rob wasn't smart, I shouldn't say it that way, but, you know, take care of yourself, right?
Yep.
And it's not pleasant, but you'll live through it. You're sleeping when it happens.
Give you one warning. If the doctor comes into the room with a GoPro on his head, don't let him do it.
Right, yeah. Or if he's a big-handed Dutch guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, with a big ring, you know, that's always.
It's just like homecoming.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. All right, we digress.
I know, man. We get sick.
So this time of year, we're coming to the end of it, but there was a huge amount of vegetables that you could have canned, harvested. Cap, you said you just went and picked 4 or 5 bags of apples.
Yeah, so the big grain bags.
So what do you do with that stuff once you get it?
Because that's a great thought, and that's kind of what made me think of storage, because I'm trying to figure out ways to store those.
Yeah, and you don't have a lot of extra refrigerator room. You don't have a lot of extra freezer room, most people, you know. So
my third refrigerator is empty and unplugged out by the pool.
Okay.
I can't get at it because I got everything stowed away in front of it.
Yep.
And in the winter, the snow blows in and everything. You can't get in there anyway. So, I have a third stall in the garage that's cool. I can store them there. I also have a shed, and I have I was thinking of just hanging them from the rafters in the little barn.
The apples?
Yeah.
Are you worried about them freezing?
Well, at a certain point, yeah. But right now, no.
Well, yeah, correct. But
not,
I mean, that January, February,
November
stuff,
yeah,
stuff that, and then that doesn't do them any good.
But right now is when you want to keep them the coolest, because you're buying a month.
Right.
But the other thing is, we were just talking about canning.
Yeah.
Have you ever made applesauce?
No, I have not.
Oh,
I bought
really
it, but
good.
I've never made it.
It's wonderful.
Mean, you know, it's always been just me and a wife. I don't, Lisa and I don't can things. It's just the two of us.
Well, Maureen makes applesauce all the time, and she'll make it fresh for the kids when they're over.
Yeah.
Because the grandkids love it when
it's
warm.
Yeah.
And she'll put a little whipped cream on it. Oh, that's a great dessert.
Yep. It's got sugar and cinnamon
in it. Put some caramel on there.
And apple butter. My wife's been working on apple butter the last couple weeks.
Really?
So
really?
Yeah, cooking it down, putting it into one of those slow cookers, and just cooking it all day.
And has it turned out?
Turned out amazing. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what'd you eat your apple butter on?
Well, you put it on, you know, anything.
Toast.
You can put it on ice cream, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's great on toast.
Sure.
You've never had it?
You know, I have.
I have trouble eating pork without applesauce on it.
Really?
Sorry, I grew up with it all
I've heard
the
of
time.
People doing that. I've never really tried it.
Flavor.
I bet apple butter would be good on the pork.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's almost like barbecue sauce, just one step away.
Well, and your favorite barbecue sauce is?
It is apple.
There you go.
There you go.
Now
I know what we can do with a bunch of those apples.
There we go. Yeah, make me some sauce, Bob. I'll eat it.
We can finally start that little side business.
Right.
We're talking about.
The hustle.
The Grilling Guys.
We need another
apple
one.
Apple butter, yes.
The boy loves apple barbecue sauce.
I do. It's my favorite. No question.
Well, so talking about storing vegetables for the fall, depending on what you grow.
Yeah.
Like in our old house where I grew up, we had something called the root cellar. And it was a room in the basement that did not have a cement floor.
Right.
And they used to do that back in the day, so you had a place to store vegetables. I have no idea why.
Yep. But I grew up in one, too. We were in a very old home that my mom and dad bought in the I think in the 40s after he got back from World War II. And there was a basement under one half, but the other half had what was like a crawl space, but it only had a dirt floor.
Michigan,
there was a brick
Michigan
wall.
Cellar, yeah.
Yeah, there was a brick wall, and you had like a little cubby hole that you had got in there. But once you were in there, you were under one side of the house, and it was maybe like 3 foot tall, so
right.
you couldn't walk in there, but you could crawl around on your hands and knees pretty.
You
easy.
As a kid could.
Yeah, right.
So hey, Randy, go get us a bag of potatoes.
But that was always full of canned stuff, and then I remember my mom used to make me go in and rotate it. Bring the older stuff to the front and put the newer stuff in back,
yep.
so that it was you weren't you know losing
because they didn't have Sharpies back then,
right? Yeah. Well, she knew what was where, right? And she just wanted us to eat the stuff because as you go, you reached in the stuff that was closest, you grabbed and ate. You didn't.
So one of the things I think you can do with these veggies right now is roast them and freeze them or freeze dry them. You and I both have. I've got a great big cryovac.
Mm-hmm.
You can do some nice big bags of stuff. Problem again, freezer's full.
Right.
So the next best thing is canning or dehydrating.
Right. I'm not a big dehydrator.
I'm not either.
I don't like the texture when it's done. I mean, you can rehydrate them when you use them, some things, but I just think it changes
McDonald's
the whole texture.
McDonald's does that with their onions.
Oh, really?
They send them in dehydrated, and they add water to them.
Oh, great.
That's why they're so pukey.
Yeah. That's why I've always gone to McDonald's and ordered no onions, please, right?
So then roasting and canning is what you're going to do.
Right.
So roast your tomatoes, roast your whatever you've got.
And that could be in the smoker if you wanted to, I guess.
That's best, too.
Yeah, what I would caution everybody on that is, though, don't use a lot of smoke because...
No, just good charcoal.
When you roast it and then you either can it or you... vac seal it like we do, it really concentrates that smoke flavor.
I'll tell you what, though.
It can get overwhelming.
This last batch of salsa I did you have any of that?
Yeah, we did. Yep, you gave me a quart of it. It was good.
That smoke was perfect.
Right.
And I didn't use wood. I just used a good lump charcoal.
Right.
Royal Oak.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Royal Oak makes a good lump charcoal.
They do. And for those of you that don't use lump charcoal, why do we use it? One, it's hotter. And two, it generates a lot less ash. Everything in the...
But you left out the most important thing is there's no additives.
Right. Yeah. It's
because
a natural product.
Briquettes, they use borax in the molds when they make briquettes.
Yep.
And you can smell that the minute you... If you get used to using lump and you walk up to a briquette fire, it'll just slap you.
Right.
For the longest time, you know, when I first got into this 20 years ago or whatever, I was trained and whatever, and I thought it was kind of propaganda to sell our brand. No, it's true.
Right.
Lump charcoal smokes. Even a bad lump charcoal is better than briquettes.
Yeah, and you go to some of the big distributors and buy their lump charcoal in a bag and put it in your smoker. You're going to find five or six rocks.
Well,
I'm not lying.
Always.
Rocks
always,
in the bottom of your smoker when it's done.
Especially the stuff
like,
from
what?
South America and Mexico.
Right. Yeah.
Central America.
Buy America.
It's a different wood.
Right.
And it leaves a white film inside your smoker.
Right.
So I don't know what that is, but I don't want it on my food.
Yeah. And if it's on your smoker, it's on your food.
And I don't want that borax on my food either.
Right.
It's just like we had this conversation last night. I had some buddies over, and they were talking about, gee, you know, why don't you ask that guy for some of those apple trees that he's getting rid of? You don't want apple trees out of an orchard. They've been sprayed with chemicals for 30 years. I think they keep them about 20. That's 20 years worth of pesticides.
Right.
You don't want it.
Right. And, you know, with the tornadoes that came through the last month or so, there is tons of wood down everywhere.
Oh, there's
and,
so much.
There's so much. Grab some hickory. Grab a cherry.
Do
something out of the woods, and it'll be wonderful for you.
I just found a giant tree back in my woods. That's like, well, when did that break? I didn't see it.
Right.
Huge. One of my big ones.
Yeah.
And it's just halfway up, snap.
Right. Did it come down, or is it hanging there?
It's hanging.
Oh, yeah. You mess with that.
No, I got a job. Can you come over next week?
No, I'm out. Anyway, we are. That whole wood thing makes me think. I was down at Shartucky, and they had a big. It came right through there. As a matter of fact, the guy where we stayed.
Oh, Tim's I bet
house,
they got hit.
Tim's house. He was blocked in 3 days, and there's a guy that's got three chainsaws and boys, but it was deep, and it just covered his driveway.
And there's something scary about power lines.
Well, that was it. They had to wait for him. But anyway, so coming up next, squash your onion. Maybe with a red bell or a mushroom or even a tomato. Stick with us. We'll be back.